Parents in a new lawsuit say a lack of school funding by the state is a violation of the law. It's Wednesday, February 25th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a Green Bay housing nonprofit faces an investigation into its CEO's spending.
The auditors have determined that it might have trouble continuing to pay its bills for even the next 12 months.
And a Republican bill proposes to bring the death penalty back to Wisconsin. Stay with us.
As a thank you for your donation, we have a special gift for you this drive. It's a mug featuring WPR's logo that is soon to be your favorite.
A ceramic mug, speckles on it.
Orange rim.
I like the big handle on it.
I want to share it with people I love in my life.
I would always have it filled with a hot beverage.
Coffee every day. Lots of coffee.
Hot chocolate.
My hot tea in the afternoon.
Ask for your WPR logo mug when you give $12 a month or more at WPR.org.
A group of parents and educators from across Wisconsin filed a lawsuit against the state legislature on Monday. Corrine Hess reports the group alleges lawmakers have failed to adequately fund public schools.
The 19 plaintiffs are asking the Circuit Court of Eau Claire County to hold the legislature accountable for failing to provide all children with an equal opportunity for a sound basic education. The complaint alleges the decline in student reading and math scores are tied to the decrease in state funding to public schools over the last decade. It also alleges lawmakers are breaking the law by using taxpayer dollars to pay for private voucher schools, and it says the state isn't meeting its obligation to fund public schools. Jeff Mandel is the president of Law Forward. He's representing the plaintiffs.
The funding that the state is providing for schools is making it impossible for school districts to fully prepare those students.
Legislative leaders did not respond to requests for comment. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Green Bay-based nonprofit has placed its CEO on administrative leave. It comes as the state is reviewing the organization's programs and finances. NewCAP serves low-income residents across 10 northeastern Wisconsin counties. The State Department of Administration says its review is based on information that it received late last year. A 2025 audit raised, quote, substantial doubt about the organization's ability to continue operating. It showed NewCAP at a more than $2 million deficit. Lori Styron is with a Chicago-based nonprofit watchdog group.
The auditors have determined that it might have trouble continuing to pay its bills for even the next 12 months.
NewCAP is primarily funded by state and federal grants. Two Green Bay area lawmakers are calling for an investigation into the nonprofit's handling of taxpayer dollars. Agency leaders did not respond to requests for comment. Two Republican state lawmakers are introducing a bill to try and bring back the death penalty in Wisconsin. Rich Kramer reports it would be reserved for those convicted of having sex with children under the age of 13.
The measure is being introduced by Republican State Senator Chris Kapunga of Delafield and Representative Elijah Benke of the town of Chase. It would create a process for judges to order a death sentence in convictions involving certain first-degree sexual assaults of children under 13 years old. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections would have to designate an executioner and the method the state would use. Wisconsin abolished the death penalty in 1853. In a statement, Kapunga said the bill follows the footsteps of Alabama, which enacted a similar law. He claimed prison time won't scare perpetrators of child sexual assault, but reinstating capital punishment, quote, will get their attention. The bill is unlikely to get much attention by fellow lawmakers as the legislative session winds to an end. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court is upholding a Palmyra man's child pornography conviction after he claimed that Google had violated his privacy. In 2021, Google flagged some of the files that Andreas Raw Sherrick had been keeping in his Google Photos account. That information was forwarded to law enforcement, and a detective viewed the files without a warrant. Raw Sherrick's attorney argued that his Fourth Amendment rights were violated. The state's highest court disagreed. In a unanimous ruling Tuesday, justices said a warrant was not needed to access the files because Google was acting as a private entity, not the government. In a similar ruling last month, Wisconsin's Supreme Court concluded that another Wisconsin man's rights were not violated in a separate child pornography case. Law enforcement viewed video from a man's phone without a warrant after that was flagged by Snapchat. The Milwaukee Public School District is using a nearly $400,000 federal grant to increase blood lead testing for students. At least one student was poisoned by lead from flaking paint at an MPS school last year. Students at eight other schools were temporarily relocated due to lead hazards in the buildings. MPS recently completed lead stabilization work at nearly 100 of the district's oldest buildings in response to the crisis. The district plans to use the grant from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to do around 30 to 40 screenings at schools. Brenda Casilius is the district superintendent.
Together, we have moved from response and emergency to prevention and care.
The health department says the grant will help get up to 8,000 students tested. Canadian energy firm Enbridge will reimburse Ashland County for the cost of policing protests expected with construction of its Line 5 reroute. As Danielle Kading reports, the Ashland County Board approved the deal yesterday.
The Wisconsin Counties Association negotiated an agreement where Enbridge will reimburse local governments for public safety costs tied to the project. Funds will be deposited into an escrow account managed by the association. Ashland resident Bailey Kroll worries the deal will turn local authorities into a private security force.
Local law enforcement should be protecting the people of Ashland, not protecting a Canadian company with a bad track record.
Some county board members worried taxpayers would be on the hook for costs without the deal. Enbridge wants to build a new stretch of pipeline around the Bad River Tribe's reservation. State approvals for the project are being challenged in court. Enbridge previously paid millions for public safety costs tied to protests of its Line 3 replacement project in Minnesota. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, a poem about finding the bright side. Stay with us.
Show your support for WPR wherever you go. Ask for the new WPR window cleaner for your gift of any amount. It features WPR's logo and can be placed anywhere you want.
We've had window clings in the past, and I'm glad that we got a revamp of this one. So if you already have one, it's a new design for the window cling.
It would also be really nice for, like, my apartment window.
This would go in my car.
Anywhere that has a window.
Give now any amount at WPR.org.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about optimism.
We all learn lessons from our parents. How to cook a traditional family meal, how to have compassion, or how to play an instrument. For Dr. R.F. Ahmed of Madison, his parents taught him about optimism. The writer and cardiologist shares this poem about that lesson.
The Optimist. June 2013, dedicated to my mother, Ismat Bano, and father, Abdul Majid, for teaching me optimism. Tough economic times, wars, famine, tsunamis, global meltdown, moral and ethical dehiscence. So is the glass half full or half empty? Enough going on to sap the energies, to drain the enthusiasm. Enough going on to cloud common sense. But wait. It refuses to be a pessimist. It believes in the human will, the human resilience, the human rebound. It believes in the human race to stand up and deliver. Every human being to be counted and ask, how can it better another life? How can it make proud Mother Earth? How can it first do no harm? It is the Good Samaritan. It is the human spirit. It is a dreaming child. The question is, can it become I, we, us yet again?
Dr. R.F. Ahmed shared that writing about optimism, which he wrote in honor of his parents. After recording his poem, he told me a bit more about them.
My mom was a homemaker, and my father was a civil servant. It's interesting. I watched them live optimism. She had cancer, breast cancer, in the 1980s. And it was diagnosed late, and I watched her live her life for years fighting that disease and with great optimism. It never reflected upon me that she was so sick. And then I saw my father. As an individual, I think he is the most transformed individual I have seen, who rose from the lowest ranks of civil service and kept educating himself till he reached the highest ranks. I have not seen a transformation that wide in one person in their lifetime. So I saw a lot of optimism in their living, and that rubbed off of me.
So why do you think it's important to be an optimist?
For our present and for our future. Just like my parents were optimistic through their struggles for me, I believe, like the piece talks about, a dreaming child, which is a great example of optimism. And I once was. I also believe that we hurt our better future when our policies as adults hurt the children, be it the wars or famine or disease or gun violence. And I sometimes envy about a world where we can make policies and we can agree to act upon things which are good for the children everywhere.
How do you pass optimism on to your children?
So I say two things. One, I can't control what comes at me, but I can control how I respond to it. And two, I'm a cardiologist. I know what the science says about optimism, and which is it is critical for mental and physical well-being and for fighting disease. There's also another concept, first do no harm. Being a good Samaritan is great, but sometimes the best thing to do is to first do no harm. This is something we live off in our medical world. That is also a point I wanted to bring up.
Dr. Arif Ahmed is a writer and cardiologist from Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast for the day. Mix of sunshine and clouds today, with high temperatures only getting into the teens and 20s. Still feeling like February out there. It's going to be really windy at times as well, with gusts up near 20 miles per hour. But the good news, no snow in the forecast. Increasing clouds throughout the night tonight, with a chance for some light snow in far northern Wisconsin later on. Lows across the state tonight getting down into the single digits. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Glad you could join us. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. As always, leave us a rating and review. Send us your feedback. You can do that wherever you're listening to this podcast right now. It helps other people find the show, and it helps us as well. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.